We know that many centuries ago, this woodland was at the heart of a royal deer park within the Royal Forest. The park was created during the late 13th century. During this period, King Edward I and his wife, Eleanor of Castile, are known to have been regular visitors to Lyndhurst as their royal court travelled around the country. Eleanor had originally been granted the manor of Lyndhurst by her father-in-law, King Henry III, and the manor house was situated on the site now occupied by Queen's House, next to Lyndhurst Village Church. After the death of Eleanor, three subsequent English queens held the manor, and over the following centuries, this royal deer park was visited by a succession of English monarchs. Gradually, the park fell from prominence as interest in hunting by English monarchs waned. With Pontedd no longer required as a deer park, the northern sector became farmland. The first record of this was found in 1630, when a modest farmhouse was located on the site now occupied by Limewood Hotel, along the northeast boundary of this woodland. The farm's field system is shown in the coloured sections on the map on your screen, together with most of the original field names. This area continued to be farmed by various tenants over the next two centuries, until in the early 1800s when the tenancy reverted back to the Crown. At that time, the country's timber resources were becoming critical as a result of the increasing demand for timber to build ships for the Royal Navy when Britannia ruled the waves. The old field system was then overplanted with oaks destined for the Royal Navy, but in the event they were never required and most still stand here today. A ship design changed completely following a launch in 1860 of HMS Warrior, the world's first ironclad warship, now a popular tourist attraction in nearby Portsmouth.